Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
So it looked like I had like a big ass, like dripping cum stain on the outside of my skin.
But I gotta just take the trash out.
What? You can't do it after?
Da-da-da-da! Insecure. Jillin.
It's Jillin.
And I'm sitting there, you know, like, doing it.
You look at movies.
I like that Ewok song.
I do too.
Hi, welcome to episode 58 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
Nice, was that for Sean?
Wow. Yeah. That was for Sean and all the fans out there.
Yeah, so 1 year...
Sean's the only fucking fan.
No.
1 year later... No, we got lots of fans. Come on, we got ETV email.
We got a fan over there.
I'll tell you what. I gotta throw down the gauntlet for ET, dude. I think Henry has surpassed him as
the number one
fan.
Yeah? Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Because what we found out when we were out...
But you know what? ET's not... Number one, Sarge, either.
No. Well, that's true. I mean, and no, he's got...
Nem's thing. Not the... No, you're Nem.
That's right. Nem's Henry.
Nem is Henry. I don't know. I kept thinking you were Nem.
You're Nem. But, I'll give E.T. credit, and major props for coming out to meet up with Mike and everybody when we were up there for Dark Lord Day, but...
He's got
when I post the episodes, man, fucking, I get a message from Henry the next day with just random comments from it.
Yo, dude, so funny. You sleeping again?
Yeah, like, E.T., he actually admitted that he was way behind an episode, so, E., man, come on. Come on, you gotta get caught back up.
Yeah. I personally think my theory behind it is he spends way too much time down in Boys Town. If he wouldn't go down there so much, he'd probably have more time to listen to the pod.
Or stop dealing drugs.
Yeah. The E., man.
No, E., Boys Town is, never mind.
Okay.
We all know what Boys Town is.
Hey, but if you couldn't tell, we're once again all in the same room. We are live in Brantford, 2017. This is becoming a yearly tradition, if you will. Oh, wait, Dusty Rhodes is here.
Oh, Dusty, I didn't even hear the door open.
Hey, how you guys doing? I love the podcast.
How'd you get a room key?
Oh, you know, I have some magic.
Dusty Rhodes has keys for everything.
Yeah, man. Well, Dusty, we're glad to have you here.
Hey, perturbed.
Hey, but you know what's cool is we had to look this up because we were curious. The episode 58, the episode we recorded last year here in Brantford was episode 23. So you think, where have we gone in 35 episodes? Isn't that awesome? I mean,
where have we gone? For the most part, just back home.
No, I mean, like, everywhere. I mean, like, the stuff we've discussed and talked about. And
the journey we've been on, too. I mean, we've been on a cruise. We've been to Dark Lord Day.
Yeah. When you think about it, it's pretty awesome.
I've been to Star Wars Celebration.
Yeah. Yeah, we've done a lot of it together.
And Dylan got mugged.
Yeah, yeah. Dylan got mugged. I mean, I think that was
really a good thing. Fuck. I thought that was mine because I put it on the Springsteen book.
But, yeah, I mean, it's really kind of cool, you know, like all the stuff we've done together and apart, but we've always, you know, been able to discuss it with each other is, you know, even more remarkable, you know, that we continue to do this. And we're going to just keep going, and this is going to be another one of those fun live episodes. We got some games and stuff that we're going to play tonight, and some of our classic...
Like Jigsaw games? Like,
we want to play a game.
My name is... Jake Dillon.
Oh, you see, I don't like those kind of games. If you were talking about maybe doing some wrestling.
Oh, wow. Now it's about it. Jigsaw and Dusty Rhodes. Wow, this is like a celebrity laden episode.
Oh, Batman.
Hey, so.
Is that Brad?
Brad Silver's here.
Yeah.
I'm Batman.
Oh, hello, guys.
Hey, but if you want to find out all about, like, our celebrity guests that, join our show and everything else that we do, whether it's in Buffalo, Brantford, Chicago, or beyond. I know that was an alliteration this time. I couldn't do the same thing again. I had to add in another city.
Florida.
The Caribbean. I mean, all over the place, right? If you want to
we've
find out.
We've recorded on international waters.
We have. That's pretty awesome.
How many podcasts can claim that?
I was showing Tony, one of the guys we play hockey with, pictures from the vacation, and he was just like, "Well, where were you when all this was happening?" I'm like, "I don't know, I was on the fucking water." And he's just like, "Well, where were you going?" I'm like, "I don't remember." And he's just like, "What ocean were you on?" I'm like, "The Atlantic." He's like, "All right, we're making progress."
Like, all right, but if you want to find out about all of those misadventures of ours, you can check us out at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
Long intro, man.
JimsBBQPod. You can also see pictures of us with our celebrity heroes like Dusty and Jigsaw if you follow us on Instagram at JimsBBQPod, and you can see some other bullshit about the podcast on Twitter at JimsBBQPod.
If you want to see Dylan with his pants down, he didn't close the bathroom door, and he was in there doing stuff with his winky, and there was a mirror, like the mirror was angled just perfectly so you could see in there. And I got a video and some pics. So if you want them, email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com. Yeah. Or you could go to the website at www.jimsbbqpod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim's chagrin.
God, it sounds so much better in person.
And we're like staring longingly into each other's eyes.
I know, loving
it. It's like, hey, you want to share only one bed tonight? So, Dylan, I got to ask, you brought quite an amazing beer for us to sample during the podcast.
Good.
All three of us are actually drinking the same.
Oh, yeah, Jim drinks now. So.
Yeah, Jim drinks.
What are you talking about?
He drinks beer now.
Kind of. He's kind of just laying there like.
It's got to be a stout.
Oh, he's tired.
I'm tired.
We'll discuss that in a minute. But, Dylan, what in the world are we drinking tonight?
We're drinking Evil Twin Brewing Double Barrel Jesus, which is an imperial stout aged in bourbon barrels, but if you ask me, it tastes like you're drinking fucking chocolate.
It's very good.
I would concur.
Well, Evil Twin, there was last night at dinner, there was an Evil Twin.
Yeah, I had a beer, it was Evil Twin and, another brewery. It was the,
it was like a 10-mile line.
Oh, Westbrook.
Oh, Westbrook. It was the
Mexican Cake Break Imperial.
Biscotti Break, so yeah. That bullshit.
Yeah, and it was a little thin.
Yeah, it was a little overrated.
But I tell you
Mexican what, cake's coming back, though.
Yeah, I know. I saw it in the store the other day.
Who doesn't like Mexican?
But I'll tell you what, this Double Barrel Jesus.
That's my nickname.
This is like,
Mexican cake.
It is now.
Mexican cake. I know what we're changing the Facebook chat to.
Mexican cake. Hey, anybody who wants a piece of Mexican cake?
Just email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com and you can get a piece of Mexican cake.
For the affordable price of $9.95.
Yeah. Let's just say there's somebody here that wants a piece of Mexican cake. I'm not gonna say it's me, but
Dylan might have.
Oh, as long as it's you.
Why, who do you think it was?
Mike.
Oh. So
speaking of tired.
Tired? About what? I'm not even ready to go.
Well, I know that.
Before we get to that point, those shirts you're alluding to are amazing. But before we get to that point, I have an important question to ask you, Dylan. How was your border crossing yesterday?
Smooth as
silk.
Yes, let's go with that. I was like, I'm drawing a blank of what I was going to say, which sounded really inappropriate.
I mean,
who was smooth like butter?
Was Yuri there?
No, Yuri was not there.
Because I really thought that maybe Yuri was there, and that he was going to be up here in Brantford with us.
Oh, like he would have replaced me?
Well, no, I thought he was going to be up here and be on the
episode. No, Yuri wasn't there.
I mean, Dusty came up.
No, Yuri's at the airport, man. He's pretty far away, okay. You know? That's up in Toronto. That's in Toronto.
I thought maybe he got transferred over.
No, we were
like Lewiston, Queenston.
No, we were serviced by somebody else.
Yeah.
Who was not bad looking at all.
Nice.
So no Yuri, huh?
Nah, no Yuri. We had a good ride out.
Okay. Sorry about it, dude. What's the voice that I was doing for a while? I forget.
I don't know. I thought
I remember one of them was when we were reading that Facebook theater thing, and it was like, oh, and you were like, what the hell is that? You're like, it's an Italian guy. It's like, no, it sounds like a snobby French man.
We were gonna do an episode where it was, we were gonna do the entire episode. Dylan was gonna do Yuri. I was gonna do Dusty. Did I just break the fourth wall? Did they know who was doing Dusty at that point?
I don't know. You spoiled the magic. Fuck. Seriously, there was
something. I can edit that out, can I?
Yeah.
Oh no, wait, I'm not gonna edit that out.
There was a voice though that I did, and you guys were like,
there was one that we were gonna do, and there was the voice that you were gonna do, Jim. What the hell was
it? I don't remember.
We were just talking about this like 2-3 weeks ago. What the hell was the voice you were doing?
I don't remember. I think it was a newer one too.
Shit, man. I'm a little.
I'd say it was Pitbull, but I know it wasn't. It was something else.
It was Pitbull.
Pitbull.
It was. Mm-hmm. You said that, and then suddenly it hit. It was Pitbull.
I could have sworn
it was
something.
You were going to do the entire episode as Pitbull. I was going to do Dusty, and Dylan was going to do Yuri for an entire episode.
I could have sworn
it was something else. Would have been able to do that.
They would have had to have been. Do you remember I did
like all of the social media stuff at the end of the one episode? Oh, the one when you guys were in the hotel room, like, the whole thing is Dusty.
Yeah. I don't know, doing Pitbull for a whole episode.
It would have to be scripted out.
My point about that though is that was really difficult, like to keep in mind that I was doing that and to continue to do that. So like doing like an hour or hour and a half or 2 hours of like Dusty voice would be really freaking trying.
You do it pretty good though.
I try. That's
right. If I close my eyes, I can see that.
I think I was having that discussion with you, like, and you and Kathy, when we were driving up from Rochester today, about, like, how, like, one of my dreams...
Do you think this is funny, Jim?
No, one of my dreams, like, when I was younger, was I wanted to do, like, voiceover work.
Oh, right, yeah.
I wanted to do, like, the monster truck ads, which, I mean, the monster trucks really don't come around anymore, so, like, I think my career would have been, like, kind of fleeting.
Dude, that was huge in the 90s, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then, like, I was hoping, like, I could, like, take over, like, doing the Tony the Tiger voice.
Like, Rick Ray Park! Like, yeah. That shit.
Gravedigger, live! Like, Sunday!
Yeah.
Come to see Gravedigger, Bigfoot!
What was the robot
of terror?
Is that the fucking robot that looks like a dinosaur? And it picks up the cars and shit and destroys them. Remember they had that?
Yeah.
Or like the head was made out of like the hood of a truck. Is that what the thing was called?
I don't know what the fuck it was called.
No, it wasn't Gravedigger. I just remember thinking, God, all these cars look dumb as hell, but that thing looked fucking cool. I remember like Bigfoot was the biggest fucking thing, and then Gravedigger came along, and everybody said, ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, the paint job on it was stellar, right?
Yeah.
Shit.
You grabbed the wrong one, didn't you?
I did.
Mike's showing skin and kind of getting turned on.
I know.
He's rubbing his titties, though.
He's doing, like, a play-by-play.
The shirt's
slowly going. As Mike's looking through his shirts, we're starting to see a little bit of ass.
We're seeing a bit of a rise in the frontal region of his pants.
The comical thing is I brought like way more clothes than I could possibly wear.
And we're coming back with more.
So, okay. The reason why I was, by the way.
Smells really bluey.
Smells like,
it smells good though.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, whatever.
I love the smell. It's like.
No.
Ooh, that smell!
No, you know what it smells like? It smells like vinegar.
Yeah, it does.
Let me see.
By the way, he didn't just like,
I see why you're saying
he didn't just like whip it out and was like, here, Jim, smell it.
It's like, back it up a little bit. It's glue-ish, like.
I agree with you, but it kind of
Yeah, it has a vinegar hint. Maybe they put vinegar in it to get it to stick. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You've got to lick it.
So let's get into the shirt because.
I think it's big enough for me to get into it.
Oh God, he gave you such a ration of shit earlier, and it was really funny. So
a ration of shit.
It really was. I mean, how else would you describe? Because okay, let's get into the story about the shirt. So Dylan was kind enough and generous enough to purchase shirts. Did you purchase one for yourself or just for?
No, just for you guys.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get one.
Okay. So Dylan purchased these shirts for Jim and I and brought them up and gifted them to us prior to us going to dinner. Right?
Yeah, like right before.
And the shirt, it's funny. Like, if you listen to this podcast, when we tell you what the thing on the shirt is, you'll go, oh, yeah, that makes total sense. So the shirt, it says,
I'm tired.
Exactly. It just, I'm tired. So we get ready to go to dinner, and Dylan's like, oh, Mike, I should take a picture of myself.
When did I become a Canadian?
I don't know, we're up in Canada.
I guess. So, hey, if the shoe fits, man.
I just decided to affect an answer for you. Or an answer.
Oh, Mark, can I put this on?
Yeah, I just decided to affect an accent for you, right? So he's like, oh, can I put the shirt on? And I'm like, yeah, how about you put some pants on first, though?
Context, I just gotten out of the shower. I wasn't naked.
No, he wasn't naked. He was walking around in his boxer shorts. And it was kind of funny. And I'm like, dude, just put some shorts on or pants on first, right? He does. And I throw him the shirt. And he puts it on. And then he sits there. And he puts his arms out and poses. And both Jim and I look at each other. And I'm like, Jim, I think he wants to take us to take a picture.
I did. It was funny.
No, what it was it was kind of like a little bit of a Sergi moment. I think he was poking fun at how, like, big of a person I am compared to him.
You know, the fucking low-hanging fruit, like, you've pointed this out multiple times, all right?
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, I don't even want to fucking defend myself. Because I know you're just like, I'm just giving you another ration of shit.
It is. It really is. No, I know what you're going for, and I got it, but I had to bust your chops a little bit, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
But hey, you know what? You were a little shocked, I think, this evening, because rather than, you know, we played some street hockey, right? As we do when we come up to Brantford.
Yep.
And then rather than just hang out at the hotel and then me eventually go to bed at like 11, what did we do?
We went out.
We went out and we went
to this
dinner.
Good bar across the street.
Yeah, man. And I was actually, no pun intended, because the name of the bar was sociable.
You were very sociable.
I was very sociable, too.
Yeah, you were
just like, hey, we should go out like this more often.
Yeah.
I was like,
what? He was like, hey, Jim McCutcheon, let me talk to you about this thing.
Yeah, I was like, why didn't we go here last year?
Because we went to fucking Lonnie's last year.
No, you guys did. The joke was that you guys did go there.
Oh, I went there.
Yeah, but I
did. We did.
That was the joke.
We went there literally, like, we finished recording, and I'm like, I'm going to take a shower and go hang out with the guys.
Yeah, that was the joke, was that I said, why didn't we go here last year? And you guys did, but I was tired.
Or literally rolled over, showed us your ass, and went right to sleep.
Yeah.
Showed us the brown eye.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about this podcast. I guess you get to see it all.
You do.
Depending on where you are.
And then some. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, check this out. I got an interesting fun fact.
What's that?
Human bodies actually contain anywhere from 2 million to 4 million sweat glands, which cover every square inch of the body.
Hmm.
Except for the lips.
Wow.
Is that why they get dry?
I guess. Your lips don't sweat.
Have you ever seen, like, where people, like, sweat, and you see, like, the sweat on the lips?
But it's like the top of the
lips. Why are they talking about the other lips?
Well.
I kept belting that out before, and I'm like, I'm sure people think this is funny, but they're probably like, why does he keep saying that? And then I realized, you know, our podcast jokes between us are not always funny to other people.
It's funny, I'll say that sometime during the day. Like,
I say it at work a lot.
You know what's great?
I thought you were going to be like, you know what I'm saying?
No, you know what's great, actually, is one thing I've learned so far. I've only been here, what,
5 hours?
7 hours at this point. No, almost 8 hours. I learned, actually, that somebody has embraced one of our things from this podcast.
Like, is it Carrie?
No. No, someone has embraced something, and they're in on...
Sergeant?
Almost every episode of this podcast.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
It is a gentleman.
Oh, no.
A gentleman named Chris Seymour.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
He's listening to the show?
No. No, but I'll tell you what. We were walking in from dinner, and we approached the crowd of people down there, and Chris was down there, and he almost asked for us to tell him to go fuck himself.
Nice. So we're just like, yeah, Chris Seymour, go fuck yourself. And his wife?
Kristen, yeah.
Kristen is just like, whoa, what the hell? And then our other friend Jody's wife, Candace, is just like, whoa, what? Why are you saying that? We're like, no, it's cool, it's cool. He knows what's up. And he just leans out and goes, yeah, it's on a podcast, and it's with something they do, and it's okay, don't worry about it, it's fine.
Actually, we need to get with him at some point tomorrow and get like a...
You can do that. You can better wear protection.
Wait, what, like a little drop to, like, have him,
Yeah, like, have him be like, hey, guys, what's going on? Hey, guys, listen, guys. We'll be like, hey, Chris. Like, what? Like, how about you go fuck yourself? I'll
fucking text him right now.
All right. So, I mean, we've been having some fun so far on this podcast, but I got to bring it down a couple levels, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
We lost a couple grades.
I don't know.
You know things get real when Mike does the,
I don't. I mean, I'm starting to get a little emotional about it, seriously. I'm sure a lot of people that might listen to this podcast know how big we're into music, right?
Yeah.
And we lost, like, recently, like, two great people, we haven't really had a chance to record since both of these people passed away.
Legends.
Oh, my God. And I think we discussed this thing recently about, like, bands we hadn't seen and people that we wanted to see and stuff like that, right? And I know there was, like, the big Facebook survey or Facebook thing going around about, like, hey, here's a list of bands. Which ones haven't I seen? And this first guy was one that I had always wanted to see, whether it was with the band that he was most well-known for or as a solo artist. And it just, when the news hit, I was like, fuck. And not so much because I hadn't seen him, but just because of how amazing he was as an artist, was the amazing and talented Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just his voice, so powerful. It hit me like a ton of bricks. And usually these celebrity things don't really do it, you know, to me, but just hearing that and just going, oh my God, I remember the first time I heard his voice. I was thinking back about this today. While we were driving up here, Jim, we kind of discussed talking about this was when MTV used to play music videos. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Dylan might not. Oh, well, no, it was probably like NSYNC, Bye 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 or something.
No, I remember when they used to play
music. Okay, well, the first video I remember seeing, like, of Soundgarden was Black Hole
Song. Oh, that video is fucking awesome.
It's amazing.
It's so trippy.
It's so trippy and everything, and, like, the ice cream thing and all that. But the thing that really stuck out to me was his voice. His voice was just so fucking powerful, man, and it was so great. And then, you know, unfortunately they eventually broke up and he moved on. Another amazing band with, like, some of the members of Rage Against the Machine, Audioslave, again, was awesome. And then
he had a solo career too.
He had a great solo career. His solo albums are awesome. He did this one that was really cool. It's a live album. It's just called Songbook. And he goes in and he plays basically these solo acoustic versions of some of the songs that he did with Soundgarden, Audioslave, and then covers. And then I've got like a couple bootlegs that he did. And he did like a cover of like Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. And it was just it fits so well. And it's so sad to hear. And then, like, just, what was it, like, today or yesterday, they came out with the toxicology report. And it was all, his wife was absolutely correct. It was all, like, prescription drugs and shit, but he just took a little too much, and they combined and just, his mind was, he wasn't there.
Yeah.
And it's just heartbreaking.
That's horrible. I mean,
that he...
It's a fucking waste.
Yeah. Well, he left kids behind.
Yeah.
I mean, young kids. It's just, oh my gosh, it's so heartbreaking to hear about that. But man, what a talent. I don't know what else to say about it, but.
Did a kick-ass James Bond song, too.
Oh, the James Bond song did so fit, man.
Yeah.
His voice fit perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't, okay, I mean, the more recent ones, his,
And then, like, Adele?
Yeah.
Both of those were, like, perfect,
yeah.
You know? I dug both.
Oh, yeah, because the fucking Jack White, Alicia Keys one was garbage. That sounded like a fucking outtake. It was just garbage. And then the Sam Smith? Is that who it was that did Spectre? I don't even know. But that movie wasn't very good either.
No, but...
And it wasn't a good
song. His, when I first heard it, I'm like, I didn't hear it, like, in the context of the movie. I heard it, like, on the radio or whatever. And I went, holy shit, this is a James Bond song. And then I found out, I looked it up, and I was like, oh shit, it really was a James Bond song.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like one of those classic Bond songs,
yeah.
But it's his voice that really makes the song. Same with, like, the Adele one. I mean, both of them are like that. The other one that, I mean, if you guys know anything or you know anything about me, is, like, later on, like, in, like, not my musical career, but, like, my life of listening to music, I became, like, a huge, huge fan of the Allman Brothers.
And that was honestly the thing I most associated about you, like, when we first became friends. I'm just like, this guy fucking really likes jam bands.
Well, and, you know, a lot of that, it stemmed more so from, I first became a fan of, like, blues music, and then, mm-hmm. like, got kind of introduced to, like, harder edge blues music. And in particular, a band that the guitarist for the Allman Brothers was in, Warren Haynes, he has this band called Government Mule. They're a blues band, but it's more like a blues hard rock, like almost heavy hard rock band. And it's something I wish, like when we went to Ithaca that one time, I wish you would have been able to experience. I know you didn't want to go, but it's their sound is really kind of unique.
It's just not really my thing.
Well, yeah, I get that. But, like, even Paul was like, wow, those guys were really amazing. Like, he didn't know anything that they did. But when he left the show, he was like, that was really cool and interesting to watch. Because so much of their stuff, it kind of hedges on hard rock, blues, and then also jazz. Because there's so much improvisation mm-hmm. to it.
And Paul, the Canadian correspondent?
Yeah, Paul Saunders.
He's here.
Yeah,
he's right across the street.
I first kind of got really into them and listened to their music, and then I was like, oh man, he's in this other band, and I was like, I've heard of the Allman Brothers. So I went to see them live, and kind of, I realized, everybody always put them in this category of like bands like Lynyrd Skynyrd and mm-hmm. Molly Hatchet and mm-hmm. those like Southern rock bands. And I realized, no, they're not really in that category. They're in, like, more so a blues, rock, jazz category. And it's really kind of like an odd sound that these guys have, but it works. If you listen to any of their stuff, it's not Southern rock at all. It's blues. And sadly, the voice behind all of the stuff that they've done for, like, their 45-year career passed away. Greg Allman passed.
Mm-hmm.
And his voice, again, in a different way, how Chris Cornell's was so powerful, Greg Allman's voice was so distinct mm-hmm. and great for the music. And it was just, you kind of knew something.
Even that tattoo song?
The tattoo song.
And that's Greg Allman, right?
I don't know.
I think it is. Like, come on, baby, look at my tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't really sound like early, like, you know.
Well, you know when that was, like, 80s
stuff. Yeah, that was like, later career, probably when he was, like, married to Cher.
A little past that. Yeah, I mean, that was an almost pop-ish, rock-ish song in a way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird that he was married to Cher.
Yeah. So, you know, they started, and it was like the late 60s, like when they started their career. You know when I got into them and when I first saw them?
Like 10 years ago.
2004. Right? So, like, even like as an adult, like I didn't really start getting into them until way late on in their career. They stopped basically as a band in 2014. So it's kind of something that he had been on tour last year, and it was kind of weird just as like a thing. It was like one of those like weird instances, like where someone was playing a show in Rochester, and he Sean and I, it was at this jazz festival that Sean and I will go see some of the shows at, and we had went to see a different band, and we just happened to walk past his tour bus, and he was finishing up a show. We didn't see him or anything like that. It wasn't any of those weird things like that, but it was like, I'm like, oh, and then we kind of like, we were talking about, it's like, oh, it's Greg Allman's tour bus. I don't know why, how we figured that out or anything like that, but I was like, oh, that's cool that he played here. I was like, but the tickets are kind of pricey for those shows at that jazz fest. Like, if it's a ticketed event, mm-hmm. I was like, ah, but we'll see him at he's playing the Peach Fest that we go to, or he was supposed to. So, like, 2 or 3 weeks later, all of the rest of the shows of his tour get canceled up until, like shows in October. So, like, we never saw him. Like, we were supposed to see him in October, and he didn't make that show. And I'm like, oh, that's a bummer. I hope he feels better. So it comes around like into the new year, right? And he starts announcing some dates. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then in March, cancels everything. And at that point, I was like, he must be sick. I mean, and it's not the thing you want to think of, but it's the thing that you just go,
yeah,
there must be something wrong. And, you know, sure enough, here we are. And like, well, we're in June, but it was late May, and he, you know, passed away. Evidently, he had some issues with liver cancer,
mm-hmm.
which, if you know anything about his history, hard, hard drug and alcohol abuser. Yeah. And he had a liver transplant,
mm-hmm.
and he lasted quite a while with the new liver.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you know, it caught up to him.
Didn't cut it.
Hey, but you know what? I see Jim getting a little tired. Might not have a whole lot to have about Greg Allman. So why don't we turn it up a little bit and play...
Turn down for what?
How about we play a new game?
The new one? Let's do it. I'm excited about the new game.
I
like
the new game. I don't know how this is going to play.
Yo, shut the hell up, Jigsaw.
I don't know how this is going to play out. You see, I don't know how this game
will
play out.
I thought you left.
Oh no, I'm always here. I'm the prison.
You're on the what?
I'm the prison. I'm the...
Okay. Prison or prism?
Prison.
Oh, now he's shuffling around.
I know.
Do you not understand the dystiums?
No.
Okay, then. Mike, take over. Dusty was saying he's always here. He's omnipresent.
Oh. Omnipresent. That's an SAT word.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
even with the blue wolf glass you stole out of the night.
No, that's actually the beer group I'm in.
Ooh.
We had an event at Blue Wolf.
Wait a minute. I have to interrupt real quick because
you still haven't eaten a blue wolf and I've eaten there a couple times.
So we're driving up. Mott and I, Mott being the legendary Mott. And we were talking, I don't even remember what we were talking about. We were talking about like animals or something. And he somehow, the wolf gets brought up in conversation. And Mott goes, yeah, well, you know, the wolf. And I was like, what the hell did you just say? He's like, I said this. I'm like, no, say wolf.
He's like, he says wolf.
He's like, a wolf. And I'm like, fuck, you gotta be kidding me. He's like, what? Why? What's the matter? I'm like, so I tell him the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I hadn't seen Mott laugh that fucking hard in a long time. He thought it was, he's just like when I was, it's like, I'm like, yeah, well, you were like, say wolf. Wolf. Yeah, wolf. You're like, that's what I'm saying, wolf. He was fucking losing it, dude. It was hilarious.
So he says wolf too, huh?
Yeah. He's like, and then there were like five, and then there were like, you know, a few minutes go by where we didn't say anything, and he just starts going like, woof.
All right, what's this new game? All right, so we had a conversation at dinner last night, I think. We were talking about this, that like Teresa found, actually we were out with Teresa, our good friend Teresa Jones.
By the way, I had some delicious fish tacos for dinner.
Whoa.
Absolutely.
Delicious. When we went out for her birthday, right, and we were at this, you know where we were at? It's funny. We were at the other location of Sticky Lips Barbecue.
Nice.
Think about that.
That's crazy.
If you know anything about the history of this podcast, it's actually like the origins of this podcast, right?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Because, or the name of the podcast, at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because of Jim and his barbecue
sauce. His sloppy sauce.
Yeah.
His sloppy sauce.
So we were waiting to get our table at Sticky Lips. We're sitting outside this restaurant, right, waiting to get a table.
Mm-hmm.
And we see these four people across from us, and they're playing this game with a phone. And
we're like, oh, is it this game?
And we're like, what the hell is that? Like, we're asking them because it looked like it was a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
And it's this game called Heads Up.
Yep.
Okay. So Jim and I were talking about it last night, and we thought, what would be funner than playing it on the podcast?
I've played this game before. It is a lot of fun.
So what's amusing about it, I don't know if you're aware of it, but the game will allow you to actually take video.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to use that any, but I just thought it would be fun. Maybe try it out, okay? In a live episode, because we're all three together, so it works, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Kind of gloss over.
So do we want to try, like, the superstars category, or did we want to do the accents one, or...
What superstars? Did we try that?
It was just like the actors, actresses, or whatever. Like
famous people.
What other categories are there?
There's green, which it has like a clover leaf. It has acted out, which I don't know what that one might not work. Animals gone wild. Just for kids. Maybe we should play that one. Dylan goes.
Nice.
Famous families. NYC, like New York City. And Trick or Treat.
Try Trick or Treat and see what it is.
Okay. So, happy Halloween. Trick or treat yourself to some spooky fun with this limited time deck. Get your teammates to guess the word without saying anything on the card and without rhyming. Okay?
Okay.
So, I'll guess, since I got the tablet, I'll play the first and then you can pass the tablet around, man.
Pass the tablet around
to the left-hand side.
Might be easier if you take your protector off.
Let down your hair.
A tower.
A tower? I'd
like that. Like dropping your hair down from the tower to climb it up.
Rumpelstiltskin?
Close. Close. Begins with an R.
Pass. He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yeah. Yes. No, didn't do it.
Pass. No. It's what follows you around in sunlight.
Shadow?
Yeah. Oh. She was probably one of the most famous ones on
Jersey Shore.
Smokey?
And it's what's on top of her head.
Hair? Hair?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
The Little?
Disney movie. The Little?
Mermaid.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, time's up. How many was that?
We got four. Costume Party was less. Oh, Rapunzel.
Yeah, you were like, Rapunzel.
I was about to say Tangled.
You pick.
Oh, I get to pick?
Oh.
So if I hit play, it's going to start?
Yeah.
All right. It's going to be Jim's turn. He beat his girlfriend. Robin Gibbons.
Yeah, he beat out somebody's ear.
Mike Tyson.
Okay, so you flip the cord.
Has a pocketbook line named after her. Very expensive.
Pass it. She
Chicken of the Sea.
Tony Romo. She was dating him.
Nick Lachey. 98 Degrees. Had a TV show.
Country singer.
Yes. No, idiot.
Shock Jock Radio.
Very famous. Looks like Joey Ramone. New York. Fart Man.
Howard Stern.
Yes.
Howard
Stern.
Pass it. Third Rock.
Dark Knight Rises.
John Lithgow.
No, okay. Young Kid. Robin.
I can't think of it.
Oh, you suck.
I'm glad you suck.
I'm
trying to think of his name though.
It was Joseph Gordon.
Yes.
And you really got three because you got Jessica Simpson.
He looks so excited.
He beat his girlfriend. New York. Barman.
Howard, sir?
Yeah,
sir. What
are
you
going
to say? Oh, sure. Oh, no, I won't say it again. It's my turn, right?
Yeah.
Have you checked your colon? Alright, we're going to go Animals Gone Wild.
Thanks,
Mitch. You really have to push down the forehead.
I can't see me.
Fat deaf animal. Like a...
Bat. Van. Deaf.
Like a tiger.
Leopard. Yes.
Oh, you passed one. The guy...
Kiss from a Rose.
What?
That man song.
The guy with the scars on his face. Yeah. The black guy.
Two-Face?
No.
The singer. Batman song. Club them when they're babies. Seal.
Yes. Yes. not a cow, but a baby.
Bull?
No.
Sow? Bovine?
No.
A baby.
Like a cow, but a
cat.
Baby.
Yes.
Yes. You beat a nest of these.
Not a bee?
Yes. Yes.
Has a shell.
Turtle?
No.
Snail?
It's a one lobster.
Crab.
What? In the shell. What kind of crab?
Time's up.
Hermacorn.
Hermacorn.
What's the next one doing?
Accents and impressions.
Mm.
Oh, so this one, you remember we played, you gotta like do it in the accent.
Yeah.
I guess like your thumbs in the way. How you doing?
Italian?
No.
The hockey team too. Bruins?
No.
New York? Boston? Rangers? Islanders? Long Island?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Why don't you forget about it? Go down to the Bada Bing Club.
Italian? Italy? No. Nah, I'm gonna cap your ass.
Chicago?
No, no.
Monster.
Monster. Yes. Keep going.
Mafia.
No.
See here. Yeah.
You see here.
What's a mobster? Another word for mobster. Al Capone was a
crime boss, a gang, gangster.
There you go. You are
El Salvadorian?
You speak
Spanish?
Yes.
Oh god, no. It was cockney.
Oh, that would have been great.
You won my top
on my knee.
Oh my god. Alright, so that was our heads up.
I like that. I like that. My friends and I play that back home.
Yeah, we just thought that might be a little bit fun. But I think it's time for maybe another one of our fun games.
Dun, 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 dun. You alright?
I was scared.
Would you rather?
Would you rather live in a world without grass or roads? What kind of grass are we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh no.
Guess oh my god.
What? What is that?
You not get why that's funny?
Grass ass?
Look where the coin is from!
Oh, wait. Roads. Oh, nice. Dr. Emma Brown quote.
It depends on the grass. I think I would rather live with
bluegrass or...
I think it means, like, smoking grass.
I don't think so, because why would it say roads?
Yeah.
But then it says if you can't smoke it, you shouldn't play on it.
I think I would just, I could live in a world without, like... grass.
I could live in a world without roads. You just drive on the grass.
No, I'd say roads. I'm thinking about the grass growing on the ground.
But wait, is it talking about grass with marijuana? Or
I think it could be taken in either way. I would prefer if the world did not run out of that.
See, I think there's other things that you could, like, that could maybe influence your mind, like drugs and whatnot. So, like, maybe...
Yeah, but sometimes you don't want that.
Yeah, I get that, but, I mean, I think there's other things you could take, so if it's that... I think I would go with, I would rather live in a world without grass, like marijuana, if we're talking marijuana, but if we're talking, like, grass, like the, you know, the stuff you walk on,
I think that might be harmful to the environment, actually.
I think it would, too.
So, because of, like, photosynthesis and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I think I'd rather live in a world with without roads, if it's that.
Yeah, yeah. You just drive all willy-nilly all over the place?
Sure.
We'd figure.
I mean, like, we drive, like, golf carts all over grass, like, on golf courses.
Yeah, but there's no road, so it's not like
you don't have an I-95.
Here's the thing, though, is eventually you would wear down the path.
No, there's no roads.
No, but you would wear tire tracks because more people would just drive in the same
way. Right, but there's still no roads.
Yeah, but eventually it would wear down from the grass to dirt.
This would be a really good question.
Right. Like, well, yeah. Yeah, but even though that's still creating roads.
No, it's just creating roads.
No, to me, when they say road, I think it means like a paved road.
To me, a road is well traveled.
Or do you think, like, after like a certain point, they just replant the grass, like that was there that you ran over and like smushed down and made that amazing?
I'm thinking no roads means no roads, no matter how much you drive on it.
But eventually, they're just like, hey, you know what? No, you can't drive along this path of the grass. You got to drive over on this path of the grass so we can.
Or what if the grass just didn't wear out?
Oh,
but if it was mega grass,
yeah,
that could be.
Can you smoke the mega grass?
Nice.
I don't know. I mean, it's mega grass, so I mean, maybe it's got multiple usages. Jim's tired. Okay, next up.
Would you rather run a mile on a 6-inch deep bed of potatoes or swim a 1/4 mile through maple syrup 12 feet deep?
Wait, say the first one again?
Fuck.
Would you rather run a mile on a 6-inch deep bed of potatoes or swim a 1/4 mile through maple syrup that was 12 feet deep?
I'd have to say the potato ones because of fucking syrup, you'd drown.
Yeah, you'd definitely. Also, you know how many fucking bugs would be going in there?
Yeah, but how could you fucking swim in syrup? It's so fucking thick.
Who was smoking the mega grass to answer this question? I mean, I guess the potatoes.
I think I'd go with the potatoes, too.
Just fucked up.
I love it.
Someone was smoking the mega grass on that one.
Would you rather eat a cup of uncooked popcorn or a box of uncooked spaghetti?
Uncooked spaghetti.
Yeah, the spaghetti.
I'd go with the spaghetti.
Me too. Both are pretty awful.
Oh, uncooked spaghetti's not bad.
I don't like. No.
What?
Would you rather walk around all day with a dead mouse in your butt or a dead frog in your mouth? I'd go with the mouse.
Yeah, I'd have to say the mouse too.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the way. Not all the way in the ass. I would go with that over the frog in the mouth.
Yeah, because you could, like, kind of play that off.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say play with it.
No, man, I'm not Richard Gere. Here's one that kind of applies to Mike and I. Would you rather eat 16 ounces of coffee skin, which is the film on top of after the cup has been left out for 2 days? You know, like, soup sometimes gets that, like, film on the top, and you have to, like, mix it around to get rid of it, and it gets, like, stuck on your spoon. It just looks weird. Like, someone put, like, some cellophane in your soup. Would you rather eat that? Or 2 gallons of beer foam.
How much was the other one?
16 ounces.
I'd eat the 16 ounces.
The coffee skins kind of nasty.
I think I'd go with the beer foam.
Yeah.
It might be a little more fun. You might get a little buzzed off of it.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this one's really fucked up. It's on the next page. Would you rather wake up in the morning after a drunken night and inexplicably find blood all over yourself and all over your bed, or find your .38 pistol, usually stored in a closet next to you on the nightstand, with 2 bullets missing?
Yeah, you are falling asleep in between the questions.
No, I was thinking.
I'm bruising up.
Wait, what was the first option?
You wake up in the morning after a drunken night and inexplicably find blood all over yourself and all over your bed.
Oh.
Or find your .38 pistol next to you and it's
with 2 bullets missing. Oh my gosh. both of those sound pretty bad. Like,
I think that the I think I'd rather do the pistol because the blood is just like you have to really work to hide that.
Well, you're assuming that you've already done something bad.
Yeah.
But the blood could have just been like something that just happened on accident.
What would have happened on accident?
I don't know, like
like you nicked your finger and suddenly there's fucking blood everywhere? I don't think that's how it works.
You know, maybe
I'm thinking like I'm picturing like Kerry kind of blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that. Maybe you work at a butchery.
Okay, so here's a follow-up question. If you pick the one with the blood all over, do you say anything?
Or do you just, like, fucking burn your mattress and burn your sheets and then take a shower?
I think I would be freaked out enough that I would go to the police station and be like, I got no fucking idea what happened, but
please help me.
Yes, I would.
Actually, that's a good point.
I guess, well, what would you do if you found out that there were two bullets missing out of your gun when you woke up?
That's harder, because, I mean, at least you could go ask for help for one. The other one, you don't know what the fuck happened.
So you're concerned, like you look in the newspaper and you see, like the next few days and look to see what any shootings that occurred, like, in the last
Well, you could have just got drunk and went outside and been like, yuck!
Like a fucking hillbilly.
Yeah. That was a pretty good yeehaw. Did you yeehaw again for us one more time?
Yeehaw!
Wow.
I told you I wanted to do voiceover work.
Is that how they talk in Tennessee?
Wow. Ew, I don't know how they talk in Tennessee.
Swear to God.
Whoa,
what
the hell was that?
Shots fired.
No, two shots fired.
I guess,
what I discovered is that they just buy catfish randomly and just, like, pour beer all over themselves and all over into the...
When you say buy catfish randomly, I'm like, Mike, you got catfish?
Yeah, I knew where you were going with it.
In Tennessee, they do, and then they pour catfish in, or pour catfish. They pour beer into the catfish's mouth, and then throw the empty beer cans all over the place, and then throw these beer-laden catfish onto the ice at hockey games. I think that's what they do around there. It's just
fucked up
what they do. It seems like it's just their.
To answer the question, I think I actually, now that Jim brought up the point, I'm going to go with the blood.
I don't know. I'm kind of hemming and hawing about this one. I think.
I know you said hemming and hawing, but I heard him say, like, I'm having an awe.
Like, I don't know. The gun one, you'd have to, like, really investigate to see what the fuck happened with
it. But, I mean, how long do you do that for? Do you continue to do it, or do you just look for, like, the... like a certain amount of time frame that you know, like the time that you were asleep?
I think I'd have to pick the blood because at least you can go get help and get answers right away. Like, I'm sure they would fucking test you in the blood and stuff. The gun, like, what if you know, like, what if nothing happens and then 7 years later you get a knock on the door?
But how, well, that's the thing though, is if someone took two bullets and they used them, that's under their own volition that they use those bullets, right?
Right.
But if they just...
But we're going under the impression that somehow they were shot from that gun.
Then you would have a problem. But 7 years, that's... I mean, there's only a certain amount of statute of limitation.
Not for murder.
No, but I think... Yeah, wow. I think I would still go with the two bullets.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think...
Did you have no fucking idea whatever happened to him?
I think just, like, after, like, say, like, a certain amount of time, I would just be like, okay, I'm free.
Okay. We got our answer.
I think it would bug me. Not all the time.
Because you're always...
But it would pop in your head.
Always thinking about it.
Every once in a while, it would pop in your head.
All right.
What really fucking happened?
Would you rather...
Maybe someone just took them, though, to use them later.
Very possible.
Or you just, for some reason, took them out of the gun.
Could be.
Could be anything. Would you rather have 5 bottles stuck on the fingers of one hand for a year or a bucket stuck on your foot for a year?
On my foot?
I know, easier to walk around with a bucket on it.
Like someone tried to do like the Edward 40 hand or something, and it just went badly.
I think I'd do the bucket.
Well, the bucket, at least you can manage around and get around. Yeah.
It's like having a peg leg.
Right, but having a fucking bottle stuck on your hand would be very difficult.
Yeah, I would go with the bucket.
Would you rather sit naked on a pedestal in the middle of a crowded public park? Or sit naked on a platter with an apple in your mouth at a gala dinner? What are you, like a fucking stuffed pig?
I'd have to say that the naked in the public event.
Are the people going to eat you?
I wouldn't think so.
I think
some kind it's, of the thing. I don't. The thing is, it's still public.
But I think you're just on display.
I guess at least sitting naked on a pedestal.
Dylan's tired.
Oh no, Dylan's gonna go to bed.
I guess at least then you're just sitting because right. Think about it. Like if you're sitting on a platter, you're like this. You're like.
Haven't done before.
And like, who the fuck wants to sit like?
He's doing this for a picture, clearly. Okay. I think there's only one answer to that question.
Yes.
I don't think anybody would want to sit like that.
No. Because then weird guys
there are. Dude, there's a fetish of everything, though. There's got to be something.
That is true. That is true.
Break off a little bit of my jerky.
Nice.
We gotta do this one now that you.
Yeah, you gotta
put the page off of it though.
Yeah.
I can remember it. Would you rather. Have sex with somebody with no arms or no legs?
No legs.
Yeah, I have to go with no legs.
Too. That's no brainer.
Yeah.
Why didn't you want to answer that?
I thought it was fucking weird.
Because he's done both.
Oh. Wait, man. They had no arms and no legs?
No arms or no legs.
No, that's not quadriplegic, that's like quadruple amputee. I know the name of the episode.
the no legs is way better, dude.
Think about the position.
That's exactly it. You can always hold the arms down and move around with the arms.
I guess it's more functional.
Right. It is.
I think we almost got to close on that one. Or would you rather?
I don't know, though.
Plus, there's stuff they can do with their arms, too, you know.
But what if they're really good with their legs?
Yeah.
I think that kind of just opens you up for more stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
it'd be like a top. You could spin it.
What was that noise?
He farted.
I thought he went, whoop. Yeah, but the person. Yeah, but you know what though? The person that has no arms but legs, they can still show themselves out. All you gotta do is open the door for them. What if you gotta like carry the person down to like their fucking Uber or something?
Nice. What if? Wait a minute.
Alright. I'm going.
Two of your buddies grab an arm each, and you spun around like a carousel.
Oh my god.
The Uber thing just wrecked me.
Ha ha ha!
my god.
Okay. I don't think we can do any more of these.
I think we just wrecked it. Oh my god.
I should just bring these downstairs to everybody that's hanging out and start asking them.
I had to bury my head in the pillow because I had a mouthful of water and I was going to spit it all out.
I guess at that point, you just got to hope that you went to their house and not you brought them back to your place. Probably looked like I was a fairy with no fucking arms for your beard.
Oh, God.
That was funny. Overthink this wreck me. Oh my god. I like the first thing that Dylan goes to is the Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine, like, he's like, oh no, you have to go home. My mom can't see this.
Okay. Well,
on
that note,
I think that got all three of us. Probably Dylan and I a little bit more so, but that was good.
I was just laughing because you were laughing so hard.
I don't know if I'm just that tired or...
Dude, you, Alan, was awesome.
As soon as he said the Uber thing, it just wrecked me.
I had a hard time figuring out what you were laughing about.
The Uber, it just... Because the whole image of, that it was, like, almost, like, here, and, like, you carried her down the stairwell... And then out to the Uber, out at the landing.
You know,
bye.
You know, being in Brantford, it would almost make sense that this was happening. But like,
and then like you set her down in the Uber, and all of a sudden she just, because no light, she just like fell over in the back seat.
You see a hand come up. It's bye. I had a really nice time.
We can't leave any of that in.
No.
That's horrible.
That's so bad.
Please keep you howling, though.
No, that's got to stay
in. Oh, yeah.
Even that was pretty bad, but... Oh, we're going to hell.
No doubt. I really taste that. I don't want any of it, but just don't taste it.
The flavor profile on it is...
My
spot on.
Voice.
Yeah, I did. That's why I took the water, but like my throat is like all like...
Would you rather... No, we're done.
I think we're closed out.
We're done with that. We were.
That was probably one of the best sessions of Would You Rather. If not the best.
I gotta find that page and like just like mark it off because I think I gotta ask Jim McCutcheon that question.
Oh, that would be a good one. Insecurities with Dylan, Jim, and Mike.
Oh, yeah.
I know you guys liked that so much last year. I didn't know that. I knew we had to do insecurities
again. That's a favorite.
I mean, we haven't done it in a while, though, but...
It's the facial expressions.
Yeah. So, question 93. What is the perfect first date?
You take them to a place, like a restaurant, really good dinner. You get something that you can suggest. A certain dish at.
Mm-hmm.
Good bottle of wine, maybe a couple of beers if that's the kind of place it is. And then
you know what I think I'm right down the same vein as you, but it's also like there might be some music, but it's like kinda like nice and quiet. So like you can have like a nice conversation.
You know, music's not essential to me.
No. I'm saying like it's in the background.
Kinda in the, playing the background.
Maybe yeah.
It's maybe just some like light music. You know what that means? Is that there's not TVs blaring.
Yep. Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at. You know what I'm laying down?
Restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's just a good conversation, I think. And that then, you have along with that good food, those good libations.
Good libations. And then you go out for a nightcap.
A nightcap. Oh. That's moving it forward. You're buying sleeping gear for each other?
No.
It's a nightcap.
A nightcap is having like one more drink before calling it a night.
Oh, I thought you meant a nightcap like you wear like when you go to bed.
Oh my god, I can't believe people fucking wore that shit at some point. No, you go for a nightcap.
What did they?
It's so stupid.
Oh, I thought Jim was going to say, oh,
I did. And I remember when I used to do it.
I've never done
that. Yeah.
I've never understood that either. Like, you see in the Honeymooners and stuff.
Yeah. I feel like it's something that was invented by television.
It could very well be.
A nightcap, and then you walk them back to their car.
And why is it called a nightcap anyway?
I guess because the nightcap was the last thing you put on.
No, I know why that is, but why is the nightcap? I didn't even think what Mike was saying.
Because you're capping off the night.
Yeah, exactly. Bingo. You're capping it off.
All right. I'm done.
So you've had a bottle of wine between the two of you, you know, and then you're like, well, let's go out for a nightcap, and that's like a beer or maybe like, you know, a mixed drink or, you know, a cocktail, whatever you want to call it. And that's it. And then you walk them back to their car and
call them over.
And then maybe you get a peck on the cheek and say, do you want to do this again sometime?
Peck on the cheek. Pecorino.
Pecorino?
Pecorino.
Pecorino?
Mm-hmm.
Cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Pecorino cheese?
Pecorino Romano. Pecorino Romano. Great.
So that's my idea. It might sound a little, you know, traditional and old timey, but
no, man, that
works for me.
That sounds like a good plan. I mean, I'm in the position where I won't have any first dates at this point, but if I was gonna, you know, go on a first date, that would be it.
Was it in the car afterwards?
You know, it would be funny if Mike told what his idea of a great first date was, and Liz listened to this, and she's like, that's not what fucking happened on our first date.
I'm trying to think of what we did, where we went.
She's like, you're such full of shit.
No, actually, I think we went out to a bar that she worked at. She worked, like, doing karaoke at a bar, and Jim kind of referenced it. It's, you know, like it was, we had, at that time had been working at the same company. And so I got to know her a little bit over that. But then, like, we went out and we had a good time and everything. And I think, you know, we kind of had like a kiss goodnight. Like,
damn right, they did.
You know, we had a good time. And I think I gave her a kiss goodnight. And she left the car. And as I'm backing out of the driveway, I mean, I was nervous and everything like that. I absolutely ripped one on the way home.
I like that Mike's a nervous farter.
Probably a little bit. And at that point, I didn't want to, like, you know, offend the senses. You know, now, I mean, we've been married, you know, I mean, we're coming up on 13 years, you know, in October. So it just kind of, she's like, yep, that's my
husband. Are you just going to fart 13 times in front of her?
I've probably farted hundreds, if not thousands of times in front of
her. No, but I mean, like, it's our 13th anniversary.
Like, what do you get for the 13th anniversary? 13 farts?
Yeah, I don't think that's the, I don't think that's the present or
whatever. Dude, you're right, man. Watching this thing is, like, fucking mesmerizing.
It's very hypnotic.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
So, all right, next question.
Question number 94. What is your favorite movie?
Oh, that's
easy. We've talked about
this. Yeah,
we've had this question before in some context. I'm just going to say Back to the Future. Back to the Future. I love the movie. I love everything about the movie. It's such a great, it's fun movie to watch.
Strange Brew.
Oh, third one.
The first one would be very... Actually, I've never seen that movie.
Really?
I need to see it. The first Godzilla movie, hands down. I've already explained this, so explain it again. I can watch that movie over and over again. Although a close second would be probably The Big Lebowski.
Another good flick, but I don't see the real obsession with it, though.
Oh, I feel fucking brilliant.
I feel like we've had this question before about number 95 is describe your worst date ever.
I think we did that one. I feel like we're repeating a lot of these.
All right, how about this one? If there was no such thing as money, what would you do with your life? This is question number 96, by the way.
If there was no such thing as money, I would just be a writer and write books and comics and screenplays. And that's really it, you know? I wouldn't try to seek out some sort of glamorous lifestyle, just like, you know, nice house, nice apartment somewhere, maybe somewhere kind of cool, be close proximity and stuff, you know? Like, basically put myself in a position where I could, you know, really enjoy what I'm doing as my, like, you know, quote-unquote job, and then have, you know, enough free time to go to shows, go out to dinner, go to cool places.
Concerts.
Go to, well, that's what I was saying, go to shows.
go to like conventions, meet people.
But here's the thing: of all these things you're saying that you're going to, how do you go to them if there's nothing? Purchasing those things.
There's got to be some form of something.
Like you're like a trade off.
Yeah, there has to be some.
So what do you do? Like, is it a barter system? Like you have to give something up in order to get that thing?
There's got to be some.
Well, I don't know. You just say there's no such thing as money.
But you got your own.
I'd invent Bitcoin. There was no such thing as money.
No, you might just have to sell yourself.
Oh, I am a strapping young lad.
All right.
I'd buy it.
With strong Uber connections.
I mean, if there's no such thing as money, then I guess, I mean, the world is kind of your oyster, and you can do whatever the fuck you want, and it doesn't cost you anything, so I would just travel around and just see as much of it as I can.
I feel like travel would be a part of my life if that was the one I was pursuing.
I mean, because couldn't you then potentially just do all that stuff for free then, if there's no such thing as money?
I mean, ideally,
there has to be some kind of trade.
Yeah. There's a trade-off in everything.
How about you, Jen?
You just fucking stay home and make fucking hockey jerseys, and
I build Transformers. Traveling thing, probably. I'd love to go different places, so.
Oh, Jen, we could travel together.
We could.
I'd plan everything for you.
It'd be awesome. I'd just show up, be like, come here, Mike, you ready?
Alright, I think I'm going to close that out, though, for insecurities for this week. So we're getting a little tired.
It's getting a little late.
1:30. Dylan's still got to go hang out for a little while.
Mike didn't just go right to bed.
Oh, yeah, I have to.
He's doing.
I'm doing. But we still have one last thing to do. It's time. Alright, it's me.
Oh boy.
No, it's not.
I mean, my surge is Dylan.
Why, because he took your water?
He took his water.
Let's weave a tale, shall we? So Dylan, I show up to the hotel this afternoon, right? And he, awesome welcoming and everything, and, you know, very, very helpful. He helps bring all my stuff up to the room.
He's basically like, he's on cloud nine with me.
I'm so happy to see him and everything, right? He's like, oh, it's getting a little late. We got to head out to the rink.
He's I'm
taking this cooler, you see, with me. Do you want to put anything in the cooler to have at the rink? I'm like, oh, young Dylan, that's great. I was like, is it okay if I put a couple waters in there?
You know, you fucking putting on the nice accent is kind of pissing me off. Like, oh, Dylan, I'm going to put this in here.
No, I asked, is it okay if I put a couple waters in that cooler, you see? And he goes, yeah, that'd be great. I'm like, okay, cool. I was like, that'll be nice. That'll cover me for, I think, this evening for water at the hockey rink. So I get to the rink. Dylan had already drunk one of my waters.
Ooh, I thought you meant at the restaurant. Yeah, that's kind of surgy, dude.
Yeah. I could have.
It was cold. Was it cold already?
It was cold in the cooler. The cooler's one of those fancy Yeti coolers. So, man, the stuff gets cold fast.
Dude, that's brutal.
Yeah. What's funny and comical about it, and, you know, really, I don't care. I mean,
care that I wouldn't be Sarge of the Week, but...
No, I mean, you're surgy about it. It's a little surgy to do it, but I like just giving you grief about things, but...
That's totally come out on the episode, too.
What's comical about... No, I'll leave it in. What's comical about it is the amount of water that we bought at the store today.
Yeah.
We bought 33 packs of water.
Is that how many was in there? 33?
Yeah. Jeez. That's why I was shocked that you bought
two. You are literally a bottle less than 100 bottles of fucking water.
Yeah. I'm sure we could find another one to make 100.
The fuck? Why?
But, no, you can't because I drank it.
But, here we go. I have a little insight for Dylan that he was unaware of because he wasn't at Mike's yesterday. A little insight from Liz.
What's that?
That Mike does not like to be wrong or she didn't say wrong.
Well, I think you guys already know this because...
Not, she didn't say wrong, but you don't like to take...
criticism?
No, wasn't even criticism. What'd she say? Basically take ownership for the sarginess?
Well, you guys already... You guys already think that because, I mean, some of the things that you tried to get me on with the Sarge thing.
Yeah, but like, your wife's saying it's like confirmation.
Well, the thing with like Henry and the figurines and
right.
stuff like that. I think you're already aware of that. So, but I don't think that has anything to do with the bottled water and Dylan.
No,
that's okay, Dylan. Tomorrow I'll bring my...
You just did it there. They're deflected.
No, I didn't.
Cool.
That's okay. Tomorrow I'll bring my own cooler with my own water in it.
Fine, whatever. I don't give a shit.
Honestly?
I'll keep me and Mott's water cold.
I do have a Sarge in the week.
You do?
I have a Sarge. So, we're going on a cruise in like 15 days, me, my daughter, and her boyfriend. Sent in their passport applications at the beginning of April. The post office forgot to sign them. They came back with a letter saying that they needed more information. We called. They found out it wasn't signed. Go back down to the post office. We've been tracking them like almost every day. So I called the passport place yesterday. I'm talking to them, and they're like, it's going to take the normal processing time. And I'm like, why? You had all the information. It's already been processed. You said that the application wasn't signed. On your agency's end. I'm like, I'm going in like 2 weeks. Can't you expedite it? Yeah, that'll be $150 per passport. I'm like, no, I'm asking you, can you expedite it? Yeah, for $150 passport. And I'm like, it wasn't my fault. Can you expedite it at no charge? Well, you'd have to pay it because we have to have some kind of credit card receipt to tag to it. And then you can call the complaint line and possibly maybe get your money back.
Wow.
And I'm like, whatever. So I ended up calling the cruise, Carnival Cruises, and they're like, as long as they have a current driver's license or ID card and a valid birth certificate, you're fine. So at least I got a
note. You were going through that when we were in Chicago.
Yes. Yeah, that's how long ago it was. And yeah. They're still on here.
Wow. Because I remember you were calling and talking
yeah.
to your daughter at that point.
And that's
ridiculous.
And I even asked, I'm like, okay, so if I pay the expedition fee, will they be guaranteed to be here by June 15th? No. I'm like, okay then.
That's kind of bullshit, man.
Yeah, that's very bullshit. So,
they're clearly a huge surge.
They don't care. It's, you're at their mercy, so who's yours?
My teammate who decided to just fucking not show up and not give any reason today. For the tournament and put me down a person.
I don't know who it was.
I'm not gonna name names.
I don't know who it was.
His initials are BB.
His initials are BB.
Okay.
I've just seemed to notice that him and two of his friends, like one of them just drops off every year. Like, oh, this guy didn't show up. Oh, this guy didn't show up. Oh, he didn't show up, so none of them are here. But it's just like, how fucking hard is it to say, you know what, dude, I'm not really feeling the tournament. I don't really want to play.
Me and Mike were talking about that.
All right, not that big a deal.
All you have to do is tell somebody. It's not like anybody cares.
Yeah, it's like fucking people get so, like, upset about it, and they're just like, you know, they're passive-aggressive. They don't want it. It's like...
Just tell me. So
just tell me. I don't fucking care. Mm-hmm. Also, don't tell me you're going to fucking play.
Right. That's if you're going to say you're going to play, tell somebody if you're not going to. And I would never care if somebody said I can't make it. It is what it is.
Shit happens.
Right.
I had two guys that couldn't make it today because one of them got injured and the other one was en route.
Yeah.
So you deal with it. And we did.
Well, and again, perfect example. The dude en route told you, I will not be there until Saturday.
Yeah. And even our goalie was texting me. He missed the first game. He's just like, I left three hours to get here and he hit traffic. Shit happens.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, don't fucking leave my fucking chat when I'm just giving you the information. But, yeah, just, you know, Sarge for me is just, dude, just fucking say something. Like, don't just fucking run away and leave us fucking hanging. Because it sucks.
Right, it does.
So, who gets Sarge of the week?
I don't know.
Who inconvenienced the person the most?
I think your guy did. Although the passport thing is pretty surgy. Yeah, that's a toss-up. I think one of those.
You're exactly kind of the same dilemma, so it's pretty gutsy, Todd.
Yeah.
Hooray, I'm not Sarge of the Week.
Nah. I just like busting your chops.
I know. So does everyone else.
So if you want to catch up with us...
catch up.
Yes, catch up with us on the social medias. You can check us out at Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod. You find out where we're headed, Brantford and Rochester and New Jersey and
beyond.
Beyond.
And if you want to follow us on Instagram,
yeah,
you can
follow. You know what? I'm fucking tired.
At fuck.
Oh, who's fucking mocking me who now, huh?
Who's fucking mocking who me now?
Yeah.
Who me now?
But if you're still interested in them fucking dick pics of Dylan, email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com.
Wait, did you just skip over the Instagram and Twitter?
I thought he finished it.
He's fucking sleeping, dude.
He's like sleeping, like when he's not talking, sleeping during the episode.
Oh. If you want to follow us on Instagram.
Did you just get like electric shocked?
No, I leaned on my phone and it went off. If you want to lean on our phone. If you want to follow us on Instagram, I don't know why you'd want to, but you should fucking do it anyway, because I said so. Follow us at JimsBBQPod, and follow us on our fucking Twitter, too. It's JimsBBQPod.
Wow. It's getting a little angry there.
And then, so if you want to see that video and those dick pics of Dylan through the mirror, like the angled one, because I know that's pretty much why everybody's listening to this episode. They've been thinking about it the whole time. So email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com or get our episodes fresh from the grill at www.jimsbbqpod.com.
Right the fucking sleep.
Don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much
to Jim's
chagrin.
Well, I gotta get a pour of this beer. You can see how it's dark and silky with nice.
You know what I think the problem with it is? We had that, and then we had
that.
And that
could have been reversed, it would have been better.
Yeah.
That double barrel shotgun baby Jesus, whatever it is good.
Yeah, that's good shit, man.
You were playing Brewery, wasn't it?
Live Brantford year two. Well, the second year that we've done a live Brantford episode. I mean, we've been here for so many freaking years, it's ridiculous. But, but Jim's BBQ Pod live in Brantford. So don't.
I guess we didn't announce that we had our symposium show canceled.
Nice. Yeah, like, people down there probably waiting.
They just they wouldn't give us the permits to do it. We didn't sell any tickets.
Speaking of that, I gotta call the cruise company and see what we gotta do.
Yeah.
Yes. Jim's BBQ Pod.
Live at sea.
Well, that was
second
nasty.
Second annual fan cruise. 499 days away.
Nice.
So you know what's funny about that is earlier today, remember yesterday, I posted on our Facebook group page for it, right? Oh, 500 days until we cruise. And then today we were talking about the cruise and I go, oh yeah, we only got 499 days left. And Jim's like, oh, how did you know how many days were left? He's like, I thought it was 498.
I did think it was 498.
But it was funny. Candy looks at him and goes, you just posted yesterday that it was 500.
I thought it was 2 days ago. Really did.
All right, Dylan.
Well, thank you for visiting Jim's Barbecue. We are always smoking racks and slapping butts.
Well done.
All right. Let's just use up.
Do I have to call you an Uber?
Nice. Hold on.
Oh, my God. That dude, that was like the funniest fucking thing.
Oh.
Or you can go straight to www.jimsbbqpod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
Wait a minute, we're fucking together and we don't do the
thing. or you could go to www.jimsbbqpod.com.
You fucking think I
Okay.
I just set up for it.
Dude, I thought you were about to fucking rip ass.
I'm trying to reach over.
I just thought your ass. I was like, you fucking piece of shit.
Okay, any of the shifting stuff, I'm going to have to edit out. So make sure
you're shifting
and then don't get back to
it. Lift and shift.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fudgy.
Give us my butt, Mike.
This is a hip hop category.
I meant the beer, Dylan.
Oh.
Oh, don't worry. This will only hurt for a minute.
All right, so what do you guys want?